Listening Section 2. Mentoring. Exercise 2. Listen to a talk to new students at a university. Then answer questions 1 to 3.
Hi, it's good to see you all here today. And what a pity the weather is so bad for your first day at university. It could at least have stayed sunny today. Now, my name is Pat Baker. I work for Student Services, and I'm going to tell you all about our mentoring scheme for new students. We've had it in place for a few years now, and people starting at university for the first time in general find it a very positive experience at these meetings. What happens is this. Each of you, if you want to, that is, will be assigned a mentor. That is, someone who's been studying here for a year or two and who can show you the ropes. In other words, show you how things work, give you advice if you need it, and just generally be a friendly contact for you in the university. Of course, you'll have your tutors and lecturers who will also help you with academic problems, but this is someone more your own age who has been through the same experience quite recently. What the mentor does is have a group of usually two or three students, and he or she organises meetings, preferably about once every 2 weeks. We generally find that more than that's just too often, where you chat about your problems, university life, or just about things in general, and your mentor will give you the benefit of his or her experience. If you're joining this scheme, you'll be meeting your mentor today, just after lunch. If you haven't signed up, by the way, it's not too late. Come and see me after the talk. Don't be frightened about this first meeting. It's going to be quite short, so you won't have time to tell your mentor all your difficulties. You'll just get to know each other a little bit, and most importantly, fix a time and a place for your next meeting, which you can have when you're feeling more relaxed and not so overwhelmed by the newness of it all.
Before the talk continues, you have some time to look at questions 4 to 10.